Hey guys, it's Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. You know, the thing that helps us the most is when you review and rate our podcast, because when you do that, more people get to learn about it and see your comments. So if you do feel compelled to do it, please rate and review this podcast. This is what happened on our March 9th show. We hope you enjoy it. Keep listening to Asian Pop Radio in the days and weeks to come, because we've got so much information coming your way that centers around Asia Pop Fest in Melbourne, KCON Australia, BTS making their way back to Australia, and of course the GOT7 concerts. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio, like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio, and do check out our YouTube channel, because we've started reloading heaps of content to that as well. Enjoy!
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
This is the Jeanette Jay John Show.
Asian Pop Radio.
Welcome for another episode.
It's Thursday.
How are you going?
I'm really good.
I just want to get into it. We've got so much to get to.
Yeah,
I just want to get into it.
You know what? To anyone's coming next, but later on, we have a track chosen by our DJ.
Yes, our music director, Jedi Scuff.
Yeah.
Chosen Susie's track, Yes, No, Maybe.
We're going to play some Zee Rebel.
Yeah, Min Chong's in there, of course, from Vietnam.
Now, today, Paul has chosen his Thai pop song for the week.
Can't wait. Let's get into some 5x21 now on Asian Pop Radio.
Oh, don't die.
What is happening to my voice?
Get it, you're old.
That was Fire by 21 on Asian Pop Radio, the Jeanette Jay John Show.
Did you know G-Dragon was in the second version of the MV?
How did I not know that?
He looks like Minji.
Yes. What, generally or just in that MV?
In that MV.
Right.
And he flicks his hair.
Right.
I am a good boy.
News headlines.
Turn it up.
This is the Jeanette Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. That was Fighting. V-Pop for your more pop and for your
yes,
V.
Yes, it is fighting.
Yeah, don't we love our V-Pop on Asian
yeah,
Pop Radio?
Yeah, we love to pop your Vs.
Yeah. I was going to say someone else we'd like. No, that's not going to happen. I can't do that. That's a terrible segue.
You get it.
We would like to speak now to the one, the only Mo from Cable Radio.
Mo.
Hello.
I nearly said K-Music. I just nearly did.
I know
did.
You did.
And do you know what
I was waiting for?
Do you know what I did on the weekend, Mo? And I haven't told Jeanette this. So on the weekend, I was anchoring the Mardi Gras radio broadcast for Joy and SBS. And
nice.
There was probably 200,000 people listening or more at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if you like what you hear, you need to follow us at AsianJoy949. I nearly got our Twitter in there a couple times on 50 different radio stations.
Love that.
Should have just been like
East tag ever.
Just be like, oh, sorry, I've got twitter.com/AsianPopRadio.
I know. It was a weird situation because I was there presenting and the person that was overseeing the whole project was the person who's responsible for SBS Pop Asia.
Jamaica De La Cruz.
No, not Jamaica. they just keep her in the back of the van. And bring her out for outside broadcast. No, they don't. No, Maddie. Lovely Maddie, who is the program director at SBS. Yeah. So it's good.
Well,
a lot
good.
Of fun.
And that's great for you.
Yeah.
That would have been a great event to be a part of.
Well, you know I like to press people's buttons.
Of course.
Yeah. Have you been pressing anyone's buttons lately, Mo?
No. Sadly, cable radio kind of went on a little break for 2 weeks just because I was sick one weekend and then I had like family things to do this weekend. So nothing going on at cable radio until next week when we have our explicit 19 plus show.
Wow. Explicit.
Ooh. I'm old enough to listen to that.
Yes. It's going to be a little bit naughty next week.
Because you're naughty.
You sound moist when you speak. Are you ready for this 19 plus show.
Well, the thing
I'm
is,
so ready for it. Oh my God. I get in trouble for the kind of stuff that I say already. Yeah. So they were like, just do a 19 plus show-mo, get it over and done with, let it all out your system. So it's not going to work.
The first thing you're going to do when you turn the mic on this weekend is say, boob.
Boob, tits, nipples.
Boob, boob.
So what kind of thing can we expect from the show, Mo? What will you be playing? What will you be saying? What will you be doing?
Well, one of the big things that I'm looking forward to is some J-Part. Because when I think of explicit, when you think of 19 plus, you instantly go J-Part. Because that man is just...
Let me pull your panties to the side.
I don't think it goes to that beat.
That's how it goes.
Body rolls for days.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to make you wet. They call me Aquaman. Just kidding.
Oh. Slip and slide.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. See, this is the kind of content you can look forward to this weekend. But oh, this my God, it's going to be so bad.
Do you girls want to be left alone with some J Park songs for a minute, or and I'll just go somewhere else?
I need a moment
to myself.
That's
like every girl's dream right there.
Yeah. Hey, Mo, do you remember when we sat on the couch in J Park's hotel room with him? It was great, wasn't it?
He smelled nice.
I'm so jealous. The fact that you actually got to do that.
I actually did that with Travis, our music director, so it wasn't as sexy as it sounds.
Look at Jay, look at Travis. And go,
what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
I know I've told this story before, but like Travis, you know, I said to him, Trav, you've got to be on your best behavior, because he gets a little bit K-fan-ish, you know, and I say, calm your farm. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, you know. I mean, don't do anything I would do, because you might get yourself in trouble as well.
I know people like that.
He's like, just trust me, man. I'm like, okay. So we finished the interview, shook hands with Jay and said, all right, see you later. And I tried to tap him on the bum as he walked away, but he moved, you know, it was just missed my opportunity.
Just trying to whiff his butt.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't have touched it. Like, I literally would have grabbed, like, full on, like, squeezed.
And just be like,
that would have been me.
That's how we do it down under.
Wow.
And then bodyguards would just slam me against the wall and be like, no.
Yeah, this is visiting down under.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But anyway, as we walked out the hotel room, I'm like, well, Travis did well. And before I could finish that thought, he went, I love you, Jay Park.
Oh, Who wouldn't grasp that opportunity and just be like, Jay Park, I love you, take me home.
But the thing is, I don't think I would say I love you, Jay Park. I think my mind would completely go in a different direction, probably a bit too extreme, and say something very, very inappropriate.
A G-rated way to say it is, Jay Park, have my babies.
Just say, all I want to do is kick
downstairs.
It with you. Yeah.
Do you want to come visit my special room?
I want some special room service, Lena J.
All right. Look, we could do this for hours, and we've done it for hours before.
Yeah.
I reckon we should actually come up with a J Park play, and all the words of the play, like the whole storyline, is based around J Park songs.
No, we could just body roll to his
songs.
That
would be interesting.
Yeah. Do you reckon we can make it happen? Do you reckon if the powers of the K fans of Australia combined, do you reckon we could come up with such a concept? Are you good at writing, Mo?
You know what? You could probably find a fan fiction already written by something like that. I bet you. It's out there somewhere.
I reckon you're probably right. All right, Mo, well, can you remind us how to get to Kville Radio once again?
Yes, head on over to Facebook and just Google Kville Radio. We'll be on Spreaker. We're on our YouTube channel, Kville Entertainment, like I said, Facebook, and our own website as well. All the details, and you can find us there.
Hey, great.
I'm surprised you haven't asked about KCON.
Well, I was just going to
say. Oh, my God.
I was just going to say, are you going to come to KCON when it's in Melbourne?
How do you know it's in Melbourne?
Well, I'm hopeful of that.
We're fingers crossed that it's going to come down here.
I can't keep getting on a plane and going to Sydney for things.
We're
going
to just send an email,
oh
be like,
God.
Hello, come
oh,
to
come
Melbourne.
On. You guys have got A-Lee this month. That's exciting.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
We could also have K-Con.
That has A-Lee.
A-Lee, we want to kick it with you.
See, that's why you couldn't get Jay Park's butt.
That's true.
That's why.
Probably.
Yeah, and look, I would have been happy if he punched me. Like, I don't mind. But, oh, Jay
punch
Park.
You right in the nose.
Jay Park punched me.
Is that what you're into, Jay, is it?
Opa. All right, enough of that.
Even though you're
enough
older than
that.
Him.
All right. Thanks, Mo. Say hi to Ben.
Will do. Thanks,
hi,
guys.
Ben. She says hi to Ben.
Yeah, say hi to Ben. Yeah. another man that's good at body rolling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ay.
Should I message that to him? Message him some J Park lyrics?
Nah.
Pull your
Asian
to the
pop
side.
Radio. Z Rebel from Malaysia, Work It Baby. Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio, Miracle. Love that song. Hey, if you love us, I hope you can download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android. You can listen to Asia-wide hits 24/7, the Jeanette and Jay John Show. You can even set your alarm on there so you can wake up to hear Asian Pop Radio every morning.
Yep.
The list of most recently played songs are there. It links to iTunes so you can download them and support the artists. It's a pretty cool app. Contact us, whatever.
Message us in the morning and be like, my dream was weird. I had a dream that I was following a beaver. And we'll reply with, what track would you like to play next?
Very bizarre. Yes, it needs a bit of work. We're getting there. We've got some awesome people on board that are going to help out now. and of course, you can go to our podcast on iTunes. Go to iTunes, subscribe to Asian Pop Radio. And every Jeanette and Jay John show is being uploaded.
Yes.
So you'll hear everything again and some of the best interviews we've done. Yeah.
What a beaut.
Yeah. Did you hear Jeanette of Jeanette and Jay John show on Asian Pop Radio?
Plug, plug, plug.
What's happening in Korea with the Power Rangers?
They're having Power Rangers back on the shows.
So they are remaking the Power Rangers? Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Are they?
But they are going to cast only K-pop idols. Idol stars are cast as lead in new Korean version of Power Rangers, which is absolutely amazing. Now, Power Rangers Dino Force Brave depicts the story following Power Ranger Dino Force. My name's Soyun.
Soyun.
Yep. Is playing the red Se-hyun. Dino. The boss in Jun is the green blue. The green is the green.
Is the green blue?
Oh
yellow?
My god. Blue is AP's Se-hyun.
Oh, Se-hyun is red. And then Se-hyun is blue.
Amazing. But only one female crew member.
Which is weird because there's two. Original female. Yeah.
That's true.
The pink and the yellow.
Wasn't like one Kimberly.
One was Asian and I knew she was the yellow one. I remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate that they did that. Anyway, this will be the first Korean cast for the Power Rangers series and it contains it consists of 12 episodes that will last 15 minutes each. That's
15 minutes,
bizarre,
not too long.
They're 15 minutes long. The first episode is set for April 1 and it'll be broadcast on various channels such as KBS Kids, Cartoon Network, Animax and more. You want to read more about it, you can go to allkpop.com.
Yes.
But you had a bit of an idea.
Yes, actually, well, props to Juby for having this idea.
Yes, Juby's idea.
Power Rangers obviously have superpowers.
No good ideas from Jay, only Juby.
Yeah, I have good eating ideas. I always eat time we have to air.
We're lucky that Will, Bunny Studio, Will left a heap of egg tarts for us yesterday.
It wasn't egg tarts. It was pineapple.
It was a pineapple egg tart.
No, it was a pineapple like little sponge cake, but had an egg yolk in the middle.
Yeah, they had a pineapple. They had egg yolk. Pineapple egg yolk.
So, Juby's segment.
Yeah.
It was, what powers do you think these following idols have? Now, don't look at the screen.
I'm not looking.
Don't look at the screen.
Okay, cool.
And?
Yeah, can I look
Why
now?
Would they have it? No, you're not allowed
damn,
to
I
look.
Got it wrong. All
it's
right.
about, I'm going to ask you.
Okay, cool.
So, what superpower would Taeyang from Big Bang have?
I reckon he's got like, you know, the original episode, the second series, the second installment of Austin Powers, when Vanessa, his wife, ends up being a fembot and she starts going like that and her boobs start like shooting people.
Hey, this is not a 19 plus show.
I reckon his pecs of steel probably just turn into like bazookas and go.
Have
pecs.
You thought about this before? Like, you didn't even have a moment to think about it.
No,
you just
I
went
just,
straight
like,
on.
Straight away. Like, think of the abs, think of the pecs, think of the man boobies. Yeah.
Okay, CL from To Anyone.
What would her superpower be? CL. Oh, well, she's the baddest female. It's going to have to be pretty nuts, right?
I'm the baddest female in the game.
I reckon she is probably like kung fu or something. I reckon she could just like mess someone up.
I don't know. She's got like, maybe she can be one of the Kill Bill characters, the ones that don't die. So probably the main chick where we don't know her name because every time she's like, hello, my name is Beep. You've never watched Kill Bill?
No, it's too violent for me. I don't like blood.
So she would be more of like an assassin.
Right. Yeah,
she?
I can see
like
that.
Like a little ninja. In her high heels.
Crafty, kind of quick and, you know, swiftful. Is that a word? Swiftful?
Now, what about Jackson from GOT7? His room service.
I reckon,
room service for me.
I reckon he you know, he would just need to do like some agio, and then like if he did that in front of someone, they just like freeze and like fall to a heap of dust.
Have you seen that picture, that video of him where he takes a really cute selfie and then he just looks at the camera and he goes, cute.
No. Hilarious. He's got the ability to do it though, right?
I thought he was going to be a like really fast runner or something, because he does a lot of backflips.
Does he back? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, does, yeah, a little b-boying.
Yeah. So
I feel like you don't know any of these
speed,
titles.
Super speed.
What, yeah, about Dummy Im?
Dummy Im?
The Sound of Silence.
Sure. Well, ironically, it wouldn't be. You know, on Saturday night, the guys, some of my workmates were in the hotel that Dummy was staying at.
Oh, what?
The Dummy staying at my hotel. And I said, well, I guess if you're staying in a hotel, what you want when you're trying to get to sleep is the Sound of Silence.
They should have found her and like showed that. They should have showed that text to her.
Yeah.
Like literally stalk her and be like, where does Dummy Im sleep?
They should have showed her our meme when we wrote picture of her, got a picture of her and wrote, nothing's impossible.
Wow.
It's true. If Dummy can do it, we can all do it. No, I didn't mean that. I mean, like, she's an inspiration.
This one.
No, we didn't even say what her superpower was.
What's her superpower? We did. The Sound of Silence.
Okay, good. She just silences everyone in their tracks.
Silence!
I can't speak. I can still fight. I can still shoot, but I can't speak.
All right. What's her superpower then?
I think it would have to be that high note that she can hit and no one else can. So if she does that, glass smashes.
Yeah. Messes like that with your brain frequencies.
Yeah.
It looked like you
and
just
then people just fall to the ground.
Come on.
How many? No, I'm not even going to say it. Yeah, people just fall to the ground holding their ears, and their ears bleed, and the eyes have blood coming out.
And
of them.
Kill Bill isn't too violent for you. Now, right, a really good one.
Yep.
Our good friend, KPP, Kiari Pamyu.
Wow, God. What would her superpower be? I think X-ray vision, because like she's just so out there that I reckon like she's the kind of person that would have some out there kind of effect on people.
See, I thought she'd be mind controlling.
Right?
Imagine her controlling
your
mind.
Actually,
it'd
this
be
is
like,
true.
Oh.
She kind of already has the ability to take over your mind, because
yeah,
all you hear once you've heard a Kiari Pamyu Pamyu song is.
I think I just butchered that.
She
I
does like get
way.
Stuck in your head. So I reckon she mind control.
Candy.
Mind
candy,
control.
Candy. All right. The next one.
Yep.
I don't know if you know them, but Card. So
Card.
The co-ed idol group.
Right. Well, card tricks, naturally. Like,
throw cards
wait,
at your
wait,
face.
Wait. Stop. Like, don't fight. And then they'd be like, dude, what? And he's like, I've got a card trick. And they'd be like, wow, well, that kind of stopped us in our tracks for a minute because we were just interested and confused. But then they'd start
and
inevitably
attacking. And then they'd pickpocket you and leave.
Yeah.
Oh, like Now You See Me, that movie.
Yeah.
Where they stop the whole world with magic.
Cool. Yeah.
But then they reveal it at the end, so they're not real magicians.
Yeah, way off track right now.
One more thing. The PPAP guy, would he be an anti-hero? Would he be a villain?
He's an why anti-hero? Why,
I don't know.
I'm
reading what Juby wrote.
Gosh, I reckon he'd have to be like ninja, I think, with ninja knives, because like I'm picturing him like kind of like throwing pineapples in the air and like, you know, like on the Hungry Jack's commercials, you know, like Subway commercials when they show fresh fruit getting made and they can't just show like a bowl of salad or they can't just show like a fruit roll, like they're always throwing fruit into the air and
you
slashing
have the
things.
Worst imagination.
Yeah.
You would straight up be the gangster. The lead gangster.
I think so.
He's pineapple mob.
I don't want to say pimp because I don't like the word, but he'd be the daddy in the office somewhere giving the orders, I reckon.
So you don't want to say pimp, but you want to call him daddy.
Well, daddy's, everyone's got a daddy.
Zam daddy.
I was like, you know, the CEO. He'd be like the Jay Sama of the villain corporation. The K-music villain. Anyway, whatever. Like, I don't know where I'm going with that. Sorry, Jay, if you're listening. I just think like, yeah, he'd be at the office like Charlie from Charlie's Angels, but the bad egg version. The bad pineapple version.
Mm-hmm.
Great segment.
Thank you, Juby.
Thank you, Juby.
For
here in spirit.
An anti-hero for us.
Should we go to our next track?
Yes.
Yeah,
what is our next
we stumbled
track?
There for a minute.
Ready,
we didn't quite
set.
Know what to do. SHE with Irreplaceable.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, you'll be here in a minute, baby.
turning this one down to. SHE with Irreplaceable on the Jeanette and Jay John Show. Someone that is also irreplaceable is the one.
Not replaceable?
The only not replaceable.
Our Thai pop specialist.
Paul.
Yeah. Hello. Hey.
How are you, Paul? How are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
Paul, are you excited about the announcement that KCON is coming to Australia?
What? Come again.
Are you excited by the announcement that KCON is coming to Australia in September?
Are they coming? Yeah, the first time I heard it. Like, really?
Yeah, KCON is coming to Australia. They're going to be in a few different locations.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's great to hear.
You see, the problem is Paul has been working very hard all week trying to find the best Thai songs for us to be playing on Asian Pop Radio, so he's not down with the news.
Yeah, I haven't, got into, the news lately, online, everywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah. What have you been up to in the last week, Paulie?
Nothing much, just apart from work, yeah.
Yeah. Anything interesting happening at work yet at the moment?
Nothing special.
Do you know what we're doing right now, Paul?
What are you doing?
We're eating Tim Tams. They're a special Tim Tam. Do you know what they are? Jeanette, do you want to tell him what they are?
They are coconut and lychee.
Coconut and lychee. Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah. I haven't tried that flavor before.
I'm going to tell you now, it just tastes like lychee jelly.
Okay, yeah.
Now, Paul lives in Brisbane, which is very tropical and wonderful and filled with fruit. So he doesn't need fake lychee Tim Tams. He gets to have the real thing, I'm sure. Anything interesting happening at work, Paul?
No, not really.
Not an eventful week, is it, Paul?
Yeah.
What's happening in the Thai pop world?
Thai pop world. There hasn't been happening much.
Wow.
I haven't checked out the news, but I got a Thai song for you this week.
So what have you got for us, Paulie?
Yep. Okay. So I got a song called Ao Khơi, which translates to when you say something and then you don't want to do it and then you come back again, but.
Come again? What? Come again?
He doesn't want you anymore. You doesn't do what you promised, and then you come back, and then I'll forgive him. Yeah, something like that.
Someone's gone away and come back trying to ask for redemption. I want to come back.
Yeah,
no,
right.
You can't.
Yeah.
Get out of my face. Yeah, you're a bad person.
So the song is telling something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
You're not a very angry person, are you?
No, not
you're,
really.
You're a very calm person.
Yeah.
Have you ever raised your voice, Paul? Have you ever had to yell at someone?
Not really.
Yeah. If you got really angry, Paul, would you be yelling at someone in English or Thai? Would you just lose control and then go into Thai?
I would just yell at them in Thai, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it sounds more angry if you yell at someone in Thai or English?
In Thai, I think.
I think so. All right, Paul, do you want to announce the song one more time and we'll play it for you?
Okay, sure.
Cool.
Yep. I hope you guys enjoy Ao Khơi by Atom Chanakan on Asian Pop Radio.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Asian
Pop Radio.
Jeanette and Jay John Show. Hope you've downloaded our app, free via the App Store.
I hope you're listening to us there because it's the easiest way to listen to us.
Look, there's two different ways, isn't there? You can listen to the podcast, when you want to. Subscribe via iTunes and rate and review us if you like what you hear, or you can just turn on the app, press play, and just listen to whatever comes your way.
Plus, so
I don't want to think.
We have Asia-wide hit streaming 24/7 app.
I've had enough thinking for the day. Just play the button. Just press the button. Just
play
push
the button.
The button
What a beautiful sound the button makes.
Anyway, we are winding up for another day.
Yep.
Winding up.
Wind up, wind up, wind up,
winding up.
No, we're going to wind down and we're going to spill
wind
the secrets
down.
On how we wind down here on Asian Pop
Radio.
Hang on.
What's the difference in winding up and winding down?
Winding up is where you get all hoity-toity and you square up.
No, that's
for a
wound
fight.
Up. hoity-toity.
Winding down. You know how you watch YouTube videos and they show you how to get unready with me and they take off all their makeup off and then slip into bed?
Right. Yep. That's winding down.
What do we do here on Asian Pop Radio?
Make no effort whatsoever with our appearances.
We literally just press the button and then just leave the building.
Yeah.
Just fly away.
This is true. What were you going to say? You had an idea for this.
Yeah, how do we wind down after a day of
cool.
recording?
Yeah, all right. I totally ignored that when you said it the first time. What do I do when I wind
story
down?
Story of my life.
Do you know what? Like, I know people like to stream on their Netflix and stuff like that, and they like to do their chilling with their Netflix.
I hope your first thing is to say, I'd like to eat dinner, because I eat throughout the whole session.
Well, this is the thing. It depends on how late we're recording. If it's late in the day, I don't have dinner after work. Because then I won't sleep. Because I think if I eat too late, then I don't feel comfortable.
Said the person who ate like all of the pasta in the fridge and said, you know, if you eat lots of pasta and feel full, you'll have a good night's
sleep.
That's
true. If you eat lots of carbs before bed and like heavy stuff, then it helps you go to sleep. But as soon as you feel tired, you need to go to bed, right? Because if you light too long, then you get your second wind because the carbs start to give you energy.
Yes.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah. So
usually
how do you
I just
wind
like
down?
To go home and watch TV, have a drink, relax. And yeah, I'm trying to get myself back in the habit of reading a book because reading a book in bed's really relaxing. Have the light on, just
why didn't you
quiet
just do
time,
Audible?
TV off. Because that's not really the art of reading, having someone read to you.
Yeah, but the soothing voice.
Well, who said they're soothing voices?
Who's reading to you?
I don't know. Who would be a bad person to do an Audible book?
Me.
Yeah.
A book by Jeanette, who cannot read.
You can't read. Okay, cool. How about you? How do you wind down?
Well, as you can see right now, I'm going to menu log some Nene chicken to us so we can eat.
Okay. Well, so when you say you're going to menu log Nene chicken to us, knowing that your co-host is a vegetarian, you basically just mean that you're ordering Nene chicken for yourself.
See, you're very selfish here. I'm allergic to chicken. But you know what? Korean chicken can't go wrong.
Wow. All right. Well, you do that and we're going to wrap up the show. So thank you for listening to another episode of the Jeanette J.
Thank
John Show.
Thank you so much.
If you like what you hear, do remember to subscribe to our podcast and rate and review. Share it with your friends.
Yes,
we need your help. If you like what you hear,
please
share Asian Pop Radio with everyone because we need more people to know about it. Big team, about 25 people that are involved in the show nowadays.
And we always have a lot of news updates to tell people, but everybody misses it.
What are you saying?
A lot of people miss our news updates.
Why?
Because they haven't liked us on Facebook.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Updates on our page, not our news update.
No. Yeah. So people listen to our show, but we talk like, oh my God, there's a cake on here. And everyone's like.
Well, we didn't know because like we're not following and seeing first on Asian Pop Radio.
You got to see first, fam.
Yeah,
cool. See it for first.
All right. We got to go to the top 10. That's coming up now on Asian Pop Radio.
DJ Traveling the Beat. Oh, yuck.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Jeanette J. John Show. And if you do like it, please remember to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting platform. You can subscribe to this on Podomatic or you can do it on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio and like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. Now, a lot of our content that is going up on our podcast is now also going up on our YouTube channel, some of them with some in-studio video. So, yeah, do check out our YouTube channel, search for Asian Pop Radio there and subscribe to our YouTube feed. Thanks, guys.